Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, yep. What's up?
Ace. Yes. It's 6:25. Let's keep moving. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, the new Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer, and a lot of the great products coming up for the summertime. So you're never thirsty.
Water. Parched.
Bud Light. Beer. All right. Anyway, check them out. Bud Distributing. What do you got for us?
All right, man. We got some scores. All right. It's Sweet 16, man. NCAA men's college basketball. It happened. It happened. And it was a crazy weekend. I think I sent you a picture, didn't I, of Oral Roberts?
Oh, yeah, you did. And I laughed myself until I wet my pants. It was great. Yeah.
So let's just get into some scores here, man. Saturday's game, Oregon State beating Loyola Chicago, 65-58. Baylor beating Villanova, 62-51. Arkansas beating Oral Roberts.
Oral Roberts.
72-70. Dude, they almost pulled one out.
Almost pulled one out.
You know, my wife somehow caught a picture of Oral Roberts. Was it fourth quarter? And they had 69 points.
That's just
and she got the picture. Yeah. And she sent it to me. She was laughing. I'm like, how'd you get that? She was watching it. But anyway, close, but no cigar for Oral Roberts.
Oral Roberts.
Houston beating Syracuse, 62-46.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got another one.
What?
Oral Roberts took it on the chin, that's for sure. Right?
Right on the chin. That's pretty funny. Well, yeah, get him out now because we ain't going to be able to talk about him for a while. So,
damn.
You got any more?
I'll think of something. I'll think of something.
All right. Sunday's game, Gonzaga beating Creighton, 83-65. Michigan beating Florida State. Yes! Here you go, 76-58. Of a blowout, dude. UCLA beating Alabama, 88-78 in overtime. USC beating Oregon, 82-68. But the big game, Big Ten over the weekend. Michigan, Wolverines, come on. Let's clap it out here. You're doing it. You're doing it. They prevailed. They played great. It was just fun to watch from what I remember. That's probably why I'm slurring my words a little bit this morning because the Wolverines played pretty good yesterday.
You had to celebrate.
When they play good, the shots get poured, man. So
you got to celebrate, yeah. Man. It's understandable. It's understandable. Hey, I thought of another Oral Roberts one, right?
You got some?
Arkansas eventually brought Oral Roberts to their knees. All right. Hey. Okay. All right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. Not my best one, but you know, like I said, I'll keep thinking.
Nice. All right, let's move on from basketball to NASCAR.
NASCAR, yeah.
NASCAR, if you were excited to see the NASCAR race on the dirt track over the weekend, you're going to have to wait. The race at Bristol Motor Speedway was postponed at least until today, Monday. It might happen because of rainy weather. Clearly, big difference between a dirt racetrack and a mud racetrack. Keep your eyes on Fox Sports 1 to see if you can see this big race on the dirt, which honestly, I'm kind of happy it got postponed because I forgot about it. Yeah, this race hasn't happened in, was it 70 years? Like the last time it happened, no, 50 years, 50 years. Last time it happened, I was like 1970 or something. I can't.
Really?
Dude, imagine that though. NASCAR on the dirt. I didn't even know that was a thing, to be honest with you, until I was watching Fox Sports 1 over the weekend. I'm like, what? They're going to race? What? They're racing on dirt? It's dangerous enough on the asphalt.
I know, right? Yeah. But, you know, I think it'll
be. That's got to be exciting to watch, though.
Oh, dude, for sure, man. For sure. On the dirt, flinging dirt, dirt flinging. Love it, man. Hey, oh, I thought of a different one. I thought of another one.
Yeah. Oral Roberts joke.
So Oral Roberts handled the balls well, but they couldn't finish off Arkansas. Hey.
It was a close one. 72-70. It was close. I love how we're talking about NASCAR. Pull it right back to college basketball. You got another one or no?
I was going to do something with like running mascara, but I figure I'll leave it alone. So it's
all right. Hey, you know what? We do have another hour of sports next hour.
I'll save it for next hour.
No. We're not going to do any more breaks of radio until the next hour. We're just going to do a bunch of Oral Roberts jokes. How about that? That's your sports for the 6 a.m. hour.
Rename your school, for God's sakes. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock. Now back to the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Least manly song to go into sports.
I could totally be an NSYNC. Actually, just watched a movie over the weekend with Justin Timberlake called In Time. You ever seen that one?
Is it the Netflix one?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It's been there for...
Dude. So, yes, I watched, 20 minutes of it? Because every time he talks, dude, he got such a high voice. He looks like a manly dude. It does, though. Dude, he looks like a manly dude. And, the first part of the movie, he doesn't talk.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he opens his mouth, and I'm like, no. No.
Give me all your money.
Give me all your money. I know. I'm sorry if you got a high voice. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. But, when I'm watching a movie that's supposed to be serious,
yeah,
I that's all I can think of. There's, little things that ruin movies for me. It could be the greatest movie, but a little thing like that, you got your voice is too high, man.
Come with me if you want to live. Doesn't have the same,
see, it just doesn't.
Doesn't have the same ring to it.
It doesn't.
Doesn't have the same ring to it. Anyway.
Come with me if you want to live. And it just sounds better that way.
Do a high-pitched Arnold.
I don't even know if I can. Come with me. I don't even know how you do it. You can't.
Come with me if you want to live, baby.
You can't do it.
Come with me, baby.
It's impossible.
Let's do it. Come on, I lift the weights.
It's too manly. It's too badass.
I do it. Come on, I do it. I lift the weights. Mm. Come on, do it. Come with me. So stupid. Anyway. All right. Well, just so you know, Justin Timberlake is never going to come on the show because we make fun of his voice all the time. He's going to come out and be like, hey, I heard you guys were talking trash about me back. All right, Justin, use your real voice.
You're faking that.
Yeah. You guys were talking trash.
Yeah, we were talking trash about you, Justin, because your voice is so high.
I was in NSYNC. Bye-bye.
You sound like Towley.
Yeah. You guys won't get high.
All right.
I digress. We got to keep moving here. It's time for sports. This is originally what we needed to do.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Hey, Bud. That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, the new Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer, all sorts of great stuff for you to enjoy this summer and anytime, really. So check it out.
And some basketball happened over the weekend, if you haven't heard or watched. NCAA men's college basketball doing some scores here. Oregon State beating Loyola Chicago 65-58. Baylor beating Villanova 62-51. Arkansas beating Oral Roberts.
Oral Roberts.
Hey, hey, hey. One more time.
Oral Roberts.
Hey, hey, hey. My wife got a good picture of Oral Roberts fourth quarter. The score was 69. She thought it was hilarious. I thought it was hilarious.
I mean, Oral Roberts is hilarious. It's fine.
It is pretty funny. Arkansas beating Oral Roberts 72-70. Houston beating Syracuse 62-46. Sunday's games. Gonzaga beating Creighton. 83-65. Michigan beating Florida State 76-58.
Made
UCLA.
It to the Elite Eight. Yeah. Michigan did. Yes. That's nice, man.
Yes. Yeah. UCLA beating Alabama 88-78 in overtime. USC beating Oregon 82-68. But yes, Michigan, here we go, baby. Here we go. Wolverines moving on, prevailing, playing pretty damn good too, man. And I got to be careful because every time I talk this team up, they seem to lose. So they didn't play that good over the weekend, honestly. They're terrible. The Wolverines will never prevail. If I say that, they're going to win. So
So Wolverines suck. They're a bunch of bums, and I hope they lose.
I love Ohio State. How about that? They're guaranteed to win.
I would rather not have Michigan win than have you say that here on the show. All right?
Right.
I'm going to be honest. That hurts to hear. That hurts to hear. So.
But damn, dude. The boys in Maize and Blue are playing. There were a couple plays yesterday. I'm like, that's pro.
Yeah.
That's how pros play the game. I got a freshman, man. That Hunter Dickinson, it is something else, man. He throws the ball down when he dunks it. Anyway, there you go. If you're a Wolverine fan from the weekend, we're going, man. So Elite Eight, here we go. Moving on, NASCAR news. If you were excited to see a NASCAR race on the dirt track over the weekend, well, you're going to have to wait. The race at Bristol Motor Speedway was postponed, at least until today. It might happen today, obviously because of rainy weather. Clearly, big difference between a dirt racetrack and a mud racetrack. Keep your eyes on Fox Sports 1 to see if we see if we can get this thing going. But NASCAR, it's been like 50 years. I think the last time they did something on a dirt track was in 1970. But man, kind of sounds exciting, doesn't it? NASCAR's dangerous, and it's dangerous enough. When you have control of your car, now they're just throwing it on dirt. It should be a pretty wild race, so hopefully that happens today.
Awesome.
Also have college hockey news and horse racing news that we're not going to get to because,
We went too long on Oral Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
Oral Roberts wiped us out. Oral Roberts drained us. That's what it was. Yeah!
Yes! All right, time to go take a nap, huh?
Yes! I'm going to go have a cigarette because Oral Roberts drained us. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.